Okay, he'll have that for you right now here.
Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Patrick?
You are. Hi.
Hey, Patrick, how's it going in your neck of the woods?
It's going.
Awesome. I know Jesse wanted to hop on over here so that way I can go a little bit over with pricing with you. Before I go over there, I just want to make sure I have everything correct. You're a newer business, 2 or 3 years in business. Is that right?
Yes.
And then for the ownership here, you're the sole owner, but you run with a crew, or you're just all by yourself?
I have people that work for me, but it's my business.
Okay, perfect. And then for the area, you're just local. Do you guys have anything that's set up yet for your company, or do you just have a home advisor by Angie's Leads that's floating around out there?
What do you mean by set up?
Like, do you have, like, a Google business profile? Do you have a Facebook page, a website, stuff like that?
I'm in the midst of making a Facebook page. I have a Google business.
Okay. And then the website's attached to it, too, then, I'm assuming?
Yeah, there is, yes.
Okay, perfect. And then do you have anybody that's doing the SEO for it at the moment, or you just have it?
I have a webmaster that's down in Florida that had done the SEO stuff for it, yes.
Okay. And, I mean, if prices sound okay today, are you willing to make that change over to our company, or?
It depends. I mean, it's, again, everything's all dollar-driven. You guys are very secretive with what you want to charge so far. How much is it?
Absolutely. No, I'm sorry. I'm just bringing it up to you right now. Okay, so I have the new in-business credit for you. It's just set at a flat rate for you as well, Patrick, so we don't charge you per lead, per job, per call. The flat rate is set at $249 month-to-month, no contracts.
What does that get you?
Very good question. That gets you the first page placements of Google. It also gets you a retargeting campaign through Facebook. So anybody that searches your services on Google, we're able to put your business in front of them on Facebook. You do get put on the most popular directory listings like a Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Apple. And then you do get a tracking system to make sure that everything is trackable for you. So your Google business profile, knowing the location of searches, how well you're being ranked, how much traffic is coming through there. Same thing with your Facebook. On the top of that, you do have our tech team that does around 15 to 20 key phrases for your company to place you there for the services that you provide. You're still up to like 100 words for keywords, but most people type in phrases these days. So that's why we do make sure that you're there.
All right, Seth, so let me just, you have to bear with me. I normally hang up on people like you guys because I get like 3 of these every day.
Okay.
I
appreciate your honesty.
Okay, so $250 a month is not really a big deal.
Okay.
I'm okay, that's a great number. But I would totally, I'm not going to buy this today. I will definitely talk to my guy that I deal with in Florida. I don't pay him monthly. I pay him to build me a website. I paid him to do my SEO stuff and build a Facebook page. He's just my webmaster. That's not going to change. Right?
Okay.
Right? I mean, like, you guys are, like, in addition to him, correct?
Well, we would do the SEO. So I don't know what he's doing the SEO for. There's two things to SEO. There's one for your website. There's one for your Google listing. Is he doing both, or is he just doing your listing, your website?
I think he did it on my website.
Okay, so we would do the Google listing because he built your website. That's on his platform. We cannot touch that. We don't have authorization to just jump platforms like that. So we would do the SEO version of the Google business listing and then a retargeting campaign through Facebook.
Okay. So you would make it so if someone's sitting on their computer and they type in, I need a kitchen remodel in Avon.
Right.
My business can pop up.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Or if they search in any of the other little services that I provide, and let's say it was in one of the neighboring cities to me that I do a lot of work in, my stuff comes up, in the top 10, top 5, top 20? What is that?
It's just on the first page. If anybody calls you and says, hey, we can get you number one or we can get you the second place spot, it doesn't work that way. They're telling you stories, so... Yeah, Google just works off of an algorithm, so it's on that first page placements of Google.
Okay, next question then. So with the amount of calls that I've received with the same services and stuff like that, how do I stay current on that, though, when there's, you know, a million of you guys calling a bunch of businesses every day and be like, hey, we can put you guys on the front page. How do I stay on that front page without getting destroyed, you know, by the other thousands of people that are getting put on the same thing? How does that work?
Gotcha. So for us, we're a Google Premier Channel partner. So there's only 40 of us in the country. We can only work with one company per industry, per area. So once we do fill the listing, we don't work with your competitors because of that reason that you have. We can't, for us to keep that, because you're paying for us for the first page placements, it's unethical for us to say, like, hey, let's go sign up your competitor. That's not who we are and how we built a business for 19 years. So we close out that category, and then we just work with you and get in the results you're looking for at that point.
What happened to the person that you had before me that was in this industry?
I have no idea. So how it works here is Google gives us a qualified candidates list. They'll say, hey, you guys have a listing in this area for this industry. Go ahead and call out that area. When it's green, it's able to go. When it's red, it's filled. And then we move on to the next industry, next area, and stuff like that. So we cover all 50 states.
I understand.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
It's kind of how it works. So that's why we're in the area today. So that's why he did reach out to you for that listing. Okay. And then, once it's filled.
$249 a month. No contract.
No contract.
If you're unhappy with the service.
Yes, sir. You could cancel or pause at any time. The only thing that we ask is you give us 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. That way, if you do fall on a holiday or a weekend, you're not kind of, it doesn't come out automatically for you. You're golden.
Gotcha. Is there a trial on this before you buy?
No. So the reduced rate is the $249. So you still get a good rate, because if you go to localsplash.com/SEO-packages, that's going to be our pricing page. For something like this, usually costs $599 month to month with the $299 setup fee. But because you have the new in business credit, the trial run is really like the reduced rate, but you're actually grandfathered in there for as long as you're with us with the service. You would never pay the higher price.
Okay. How do you guys do usually for this? I mean, are people like, oh my God, this is amazing? Or are they like, oh, this fucking sucks, and then they cancel?
we wouldn't be able to be in business if a lot of people were saying, hey, this sucks and we got to cancel, because we would get a bad taste. So we have over 950 reviews on Google with over a 4.2 star rating out of 5. It ranges. Most of our customers are happy, but I like to set the proper expectations for our customers. So it isn't that it is a flip of a switch. It does take time. I'm sure your guy told you that too with the SEO.
Sure.
For the Google Business Profile, it does take anywhere from 30 to 45 days to get you on that first page placements for all the services you provide. That's why we pair that up with the Facebook page, because now Facebook is up and running within 7 to 14 days, and we're getting you quick hitters. So maximum results is after that 30 to 45 days. Not to say you won't receive calls in the first month, but it's just really a building stage in that first month. And I always like to set those proper expectations for my clients.
So you're also okay. I appreciate all that. You're also talking to a tech idiot, and because by choice, I hate all this shit. it's just me. I can't say it, but it's necessary. So when you keep saying about Facebook, like, sorry. People are just going to go to my Facebook page, or are they going to be searching for stuff on Facebook? Is that what you mean?
No, good question.
I don't have a Facebook page, so.
Okay. So, I mean, we can help you build one. If you don't want to, we can just
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Like, my guy built me one, but he just called me yesterday. He's like, hey, did you make your Facebook page yet so we can, like, link this shit up and get this going for you? I'm like, no, I haven't. I know that I need to.
Okay. So how it works is once you guys – typically, and I know you're not on Facebook, so you don't really see this happening, but if you were to search on Google for like a new truck or a new tool, something like that, typically that thing starts popping up all over the internet. So that way that stays relevant for that customer. That's what happens. Mm-hmm. We're able to follow your potential customers searching for your services on Google onto Facebook. Mm-hmm. They don't need to necessarily follow you, but you would be on their Facebook page when they're searching through their feed, going through their stories. Your business would pop up for like remodeling near me type deal.
And this would be somebody I've never had any contact with before, ever. 100. Like, they didn't, like, I don't know, whatever that is.
They never called you. Yeah. They never followed you.
I just pop up, and they're like, oh, hey, check this guy out.
Like, yeah, well, it's like, you know, people get busy, life gets in the way, so they might go to Google and say, hey, I want to redo my bathroom, and they're like, oh, I got to feed the kids, and they sit down, and then they start going through Facebook, because the attention span of a human is like 7 seconds nowadays. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So when they do that, it's like, oh, that's right, I wanted to remodel my company, and then they see, you know, AllServe Home Repair LLC right there. They click to call you directly, or they can click to go to your website. However you like to be contacted, we funnel that traffic to you.
Okay. I got you.
Yep. And that's how we do it. So, I mean, what I can do, I mean, yeah, so it wouldn't be in conflict with what you're doing right now with your webmaster guy. We would just run that campaigns for you. And then what I can do is, once we do secure the listing, my tech team does reach out to you just to verify everything is correct, all the areas you want to target, all the services that you provide as well. And then that listing is closed and we're ready to rock and roll with you at that point. Okay.
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 Hey, I'll try you out.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
I'll say yes.
Okay. So let me do this. I'm going to build your, I just want to make sure everything's correct with your Google Business Profile. I do see it here as well, but I want to know, are you still located in the same location?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just make sure this is correct for you. And I have a question. So you did mention to me before you do get a lot of calls like these on a daily.
Daily.
So we have what's called a call tracking system. And it's up to you. It doesn't cost you anything extra. But what it does is allows you to track the calls that are coming in. Now, it would change the phone number on your Google Business Profile. It's just a facade phone number. The calls still go directly to you, but now you're able to see who's calling you. You're able to track where they're calling you from. You're able to track what kind of customers they're contacting you. We do put that in a tracking system so you can monitor that. It's up to you if you want it. I would recommend it because what we can do is, as long as you're with us with the service and you start getting these calls, you can say, hey, Local Splash, I got a call from XY company. It's this number. Can you block that number for me? And we can go in and we can start blocking those robocall spam calls for you. So that way they can't.
Can I add that at a later date?
You can. You can. Absolutely.
Okay. The reason I asked is the number that's on my Google page, I believe, is a 440-610 number or something like that.
440-610-5599.
Yeah. I just added that. About 2 months ago. It's like a dedicated business line. Just trying to be smart. This is the number you're calling me on is actually like my personal cell now, you know, but I mean, this has been my business number for God knows how long. I've tried to make that transition now.
Okay. Well, you already have that business line. So that's good. But if you want that to add onto it, and you could always do it like this too. So we could always push those calls to that number if you want as well. So it's just up to you when you want to do that for you. Okay.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. Patrick, what's your last name?
It's Mick Sweeney, MCSWEENEY.
Mick Sweeney, MCSWEENEY.
Correct.
Awesome. That's a pretty cool last name, I will say. My name's Molenkamp, so I wouldn't have got that right.
Oh.
So I could only imagine growing up how people would what would they try to pronounce your last name. What's a good email for you, Patrick?
It's my business email address. No, AllServe Home Repair.
Okay. AllServe
Gmail.
repair@gmail.com. Okay, perfect. Okay, I'm going to send the business invoice is going to go to that email. That's going to be your 100% tax write-off for you. Also, too, you're going to receive a couple of text emails from us as well. Just so from my tech team that's going to say, hey, I need X, Y, and Z from you guys just to make sure we can program you correctly. You guys are Eastern or Central?
Eastern.
Eastern, okay. Okay, you guys are like right on the borderline there. All right. And then I have the 2249 Holly Lane. That's correct?
Yeah, that's my house. I try not to list that on a lot of stuff, but yeah, that's where I live.
So that's not going to get listed. It's not going to show up on your business page. The only thing is that's where you verified it, correct, with your Google Business Profile?
Well, okay. Well, then there you go.
So they're just going to verify it and make sure, like I said, as a Google Premier partner, they always scrub their listings to make sure everything's correct. That's why I just wanted to make sure. And then, Patrick, for today, how would you like to secure the listing? Would you like to do that with a business credit card? Would you like to do that with a debit card?
I can do it with a credit card, business credit card, that's right.
Okay, perfect. Just give me one second here. I'll make sure I have everything for you. And you said local only that you're going. How far are you going locally? Are you going 15 miles, 25 miles?
I'll go 25 miles, but I try to stay within, like, the western suburbs of where I live. That's where the money's at.
Okay, western suburbs. Gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, I give people the names of the cities. I don't know where you guys are at, but... Where are you guys at?
We're based out of California. We're right behind Google Building 1.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's the name of your company?
Local Splash. We're located in Fountain Valley, California. Been here for 20 years. Well, going on 20 years in December. All right, Patrick. So for the card on itself that you're going to use, does it just have your first and last name, or does it also have your business name on there?
Both. It has my Patrick M. McSweeney, and then right below that it says All Serve Home Repair.
Okay. And it's M is in, your middle name is M or N is in Nancy?
Mike.
Mike. Okay. M is Mike.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
And it has the LLC on there or no LLC?
No LLC.
Okay. I was going to say, if you can fit all that on the card, I need to call my bank because they can't even fit my last name on there.
Go to Amex.
There you go. I'm doing it wrong. For the address, it's still the billing address of your home address, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then you said Amex, that's going to be American Express?
Correct.
Okay. And then I'm ready whenever you are for the card number itself.
3727.
Okay.
051-300.
Okay.
81-007.
Yep. Let me repeat it back to you. Is that okay?
Yep, go.
Okay. I got 3727-0051.
No, 051.
Oh, 051. Okay. 381-007.
Correct.
Okay. Expiration date?
0129.
Okay. And then the for Amex, I think it's four digits, correct?
Yeah, yep. 5169.
Okay. And then I'm going to set up a security question here for you. This is going to protect you. So we never share or sell any of your information here at Local Splash. We will always ask you this security question to verify that we're always calling you and talking to you about this and that you're always verified to talk to us. I have three questions. You can have one. I have your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
City I was born in.
Okay. And the city?
Euclid.
Okay, let me type this in. They don't make it easy for us, so they do blur it out. So give me one
That's
second.
That's annoying that I'm not allowed to pick the question, but oh well.
Well, you can pick one of three.
Yeah, no, it's not a much darker sense of humor than those boring questions.
I would like to hear, though, what question you would like, though. Maybe we can put that for a later time.
Yeah. I know.
Maybe
when you're
for
in business for yourself, you can act the way you want to.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Yeah. Yeah. My HR department is, right here.
I understand.
All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk you through what's called a voice verification. This is just an added form of protection for you. So I do have you on the discounted rate for the $249. This is going to be the pricing structure in here. This will never change for you. So even if our prices go up, God forbid if inflation goes up or anything like that, you will always be locked in at that $249 rate, and then I'm going to send this to you in writing at the end, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Slash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Slash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
AllServe Home Repair.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Patrick McSweeney, owner.
Perfect. And then, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Perfect. And then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. Patrick, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign as a result of increased visibility. Please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Slash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us and not another company. So you're already receiving calls from other companies, so you can already tell them, hey, I already got Local Slash doing this, and you can hang up. If somebody ever calls you and says, hey, we're Local Slash, we need more money, and they don't ask you your security question, please hang up and call us directly. We'll launch an investigation for you. That's why we do protect you at that point. Okay?
We'll do.
Perfect. Do you agree to be responsive to emails and phone calls from Local Slash?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I have a customer service number here. Do you want it or do you want me to just email it to you?
You can just email it to me. That's fine.
Okay, will do. In hiring Local Slash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
What do you want me to say to that question? I don't know what you're asking.
Awesome. So, it's okay. I get that question all the time. You're not alone. You already have a webmaster guy that's already created your website, and then he's also built your Facebook page. We just want to make sure you're not paying for two things at once. We want to be all on the same page. So we're going to take care of the SEO for the Google Business Profile and the ads for your Facebook, which he's not doing. But if you ever wanted to add something or take something off, please just let us know so that way we can make those adjustments for you.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay. Perfect. All right. So your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is May 14th, in the non-refundable amount of the flat rate of just $249. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 14th in the amount of the flat rate of just $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, Patrick, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support. And our client support number is 877-635-6225. That's the number I'm going to email you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. I'm just wrapping up here. My tech team is going to contact you just to verify and make sure everything is correct here with the services you provide so we can start programming you. What's a good time for them to contact you tomorrow?
I don't care. Just call me. I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay.
I'm sorry. That's true. Whatever,
It's okay.
If I don't answer, text me if I don't answer. Like, hey, this is us. Call us at this number. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Sounds good. I'm going to set it up for 12 p.m. Does that work for you?
Your time or mine?
Yours.
Cool.
Okay. I'm going to send you an email there. You should have received a couple of text messages. They're just welcome text messages. Let me know. You should have received one that says, "Hey Patrick, thanks for choosing Local Splash. We sent the invoice of the copy to
what
the
number did you send them to?
The 440-796-6737.
I didn't get any text.
Yes. Oh wait, there it goes. Oh.
Yeah, I knew they were coming.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so there's a link there. That's just our terms and conditions. Click it. Uh-huh. It's going to be for the subscription terms. On there, there's going to be two check boxes. One's going to say SMS text messages, like you said, for us to text you. The other one's going to say you're the card authorization holder. You're just going to sign your first, middle, initial, last name. You're going to type it. You're going to hit confirm. It's going to take you to a login page. Let me know when
this
you get
the
there.
The email that you sent me? That's what it was?
It's a text message.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, it's okay.
6,000 things at one time.
I know. I apologize.
All right. So I'm clicking into this invoice thing. Yes?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm sorry. I was not going to lie. I was reading something else when you were talking. That's totally rude, but that's what happened.
It's okay. I appreciate your honesty. It's okay.
Yeah, what's the point doing? I don't lie. I don't.
My dad would always tell me honesty is the best policy, so I appreciate the transparency.
So I agree. I certify.
Mm-hmm. And then you're going to just type in your first name, the M for Mike, and then McSweeney, and then you're going to hit confirm.
Okay, it took me to Local Splash username password.
Okay, perfect. Your username is going to be sent to you in a text message, so you should have that in your text messages. It should be your phone number, and then the password is in your text messages as well in that same deal. That's going to be able to allow you to track everything that we're going to be doing for you, okay?
Okay, that just hasn't come yet.
Okay, it's on its way. Sometimes it comes in. Let me see here. I want to make sure.
Stuff in Vegas or what?
Sometimes it sends all at once. Sometimes it takes a little bit to send out. But even if you don't have it there, my tech team is still going to go over it with you tomorrow, and they're going to give you the username and password tomorrow as well. They're going to build it out for you, and they're going to show you how to maneuver through there so you can track everything going on. Okay.
Groovy. Thanks.
Awesome. All right, Patrick. Well, I appreciate you. I'm going to set you up here. I sent you the invoice in your inbox, also to the Google Calendar. My team is going to reach out to you at 12 p.m., and then they're going to get you all set up and then verify and then start programming you and also, too, for the Facebook. So make sure you set your personal page up so your guy can link it together.
Yeah. I will.
Okay.
Paying the balls.
Yeah, you know, it's just one time though. Once it's set up, it's set up. You don't gotta ever go back to it. So
fair enough.
All right, Patrick. Well, I'll call you tomorrow and then we'll go from there, okay?
Thank you. Have a good night.
All right, no problem. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.